Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
That we welcome in. We welcome in a wonderful man. Jeff Hathorn does so much for us. Jeff, a very good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Jeff, you cover so much for us, and you've covered the Steelers over the years, chapter and verse, back and forth, everything, and you covered all of Keith Butler's tenure as defensive coordinator. Keith Butler, I thought, a brilliant interview with the PM team yesterday. Is Keith Butler a guy that is now throwing a grenade, or is Keith Butler just a simple down-home kind of guy that's asked honest questions and providing honest answers?
Yeah, Keith is not a grenade thrower. He's not bitter in that regard. He just answers questions. It's funny because they have the Chief Award, which is given to the Steeler that is most cooperative with the media, and we all wanted to give it to Keith Butler because he just answered the questions honestly and gave us information that we didn't have. That's just kind of who he is. He's not going to play, you know, even with the T.J. Watt stuff. Knowing he works for the organization, being a former union guy, he was for T.J. Watt getting as much money as he could, even though it hurt his defense. That's just kind of who Keith is.
What do you make of his revelations about the timeline of Mike Tomlin taking over as defensive signal caller, that it went all the way back to the final couple years of Dick LeBeau's tenure?
Yeah, got to be honest, I didn't realize that he was calling plays under Dick LeBeau, because it seemed like LeBeau had mostly autonomy with the defense. At least that was the perception that everyone got. Now, I think the level can be debated. Like, how much did he mess with LeBeau? Was it just some things here or there, or was it completely 100% under Dick LeBeau? But I mean, listen, Mike. That's what Mike Tomlin does. I mean, Andy Reid calls offensive plays, and many other coaches call plays in the league. It's not that unusual for coaches to do it. It's just when things go wrong, then it's easy to point and say, well, then why is he doing it?
Yeah, Andy Reid's got the fourth straight AFC championship game on his home field, you know, so.
And he's able to handle it somehow.
Yeah. Do you think that could have been part of the reason why Dick LeBeau left sort of unceremoniously for Tennessee?
I think there was just growing, like, I want to do things my way, and I think he knew under the coaching situation there that he would get that opportunity to do it that way. So I think most assistants, and I mean, LeBeau was a head coach for a short period of time, so, you know, I don't think he wanted to be questioned, or if you can go somewhere, and really in any profession, and you can call all the shots, within reason, I think you'd like that setup.
Is there any reason to believe, Jeff, that it won't be Terrell Austin taking over?
I mean, there can always be an upset. There could always be someone that comes in that wows them or really turns their mind, but I just don't see it. I think Terrell came in and with even if it was just a tacit promise that, hey, you'll be the next guy. We're going to give you some other titles. We know you have other opportunities. We want to give you that opportunity. And I think the good thing from promoting from within, it's not like Austin could be surprised by anything Tomlin calls or how he runs the defense.
It is right now 7:08. A very good morning to you. Time to call Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you could pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. I don't know if we've ever asked you this in particular. Well, no, we actually have, and it evolved a little bit. But now that we've reached the end, now that the Steelers season is finally finished, and now that we've hit the offseason, are you able to now push yourself away from the table and get a different view on what you think the quarterback derby will truly be going into next year and who the true combatants will be?
Not yet. There's still so many decisions to be made. I think free agency obviously is going to play a key. I mean, obviously as of now, it's Rudolph and Haskins. I think they will add a veteran to that. I don't think it'll be a high-priced veteran, nor should it be. I think it'll be somebody trying to that's been a backup or trying to reclaim a career after a tough start, and then draft. I mean, in a way, I think they're crazy to go searching for a quarterback in this draft. If they love Kenny Pickett and Kenny Pickett falls to 20, then make that pick. If not, they don't have the draft capital to move up, and they have so many needs. I don't think this is the year to do that.
Can I follow something up real quick? Are we under the assumption in this, because we love Kenny Pickett as a city, that the Steelers have to love Kenny Pickett? I think that's been something that, like, if he's there, what if the Steelers just don't think he's the quarterback for them?
Right. That is a possibility. And, you know, I was at all the Pitt home games, and Kevin Colbert was at quite a few of them. And obviously they could see them anytime they want, and they could walk next door and get any type of evaluation they want on Kenny Pickett. We'll know as we get closer to the draft. But, yes, there is a possibility that they may not – it's not that they don't think Pickett is the right quarterback, but they may not. They may think he's not the right quarterback for them or the guy worth trading up to grab.
Jeff Hathorn, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan Sports Director, with us here every Tuesday. He joins us at 7 on The Fan Morning Show. How does adding – you mentioned maybe quarterbacks who've had a rough start to their career or looking for a career reset and possibly being brought in if you're going to bring somebody in as a third quarterback to add to the mix. How does bringing in the two top names that come to mind would be like a Trubisky or a Mariota, if you're talking about that mold of a guy, Jeff, how does bringing one of those guys in – help clear up the picture at all between what is already, I think, a muddied picture between Rudolph, Haskins, and whoever the next quarterback's going to be?
Yeah, I think Mariota, well, both have started in the league. Mm-hmm. I still think it would be a competition, even if those guys came in. But the advantage for those two would be like, hey, we would actually go and get a chance to start again in the NFL. That would be the attraction for them. But I think they would be in a competition. And I think the nice thing about bringing in a guy like either of those two guys, especially say Trubisky. Trubisky was in such a horrible situation in Chicago. Maybe it is, or it was, the situation he is, and that talent that made him a first-round selection is still there. And maybe like the talk was with Haskins when he first came here a year ago or a few months or whatever, however many months ago it was, that change of scenery could do him wonders, and it's probably going to cost you $2.5-3 million. It's not going to be a big hit on your cap, and you can use that money to fortify other areas. So I think something like that makes a lot of sense for this team.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Localized television ratings are down. Attendance is down, measured against 2019, 2018, all the pre-COVID years for sure. That being said, is the strength of the brand and the logo and all of that down for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, the brand of the logo was pretty good this weekend, just on a global basis. I think attendance is more a sign not just of the Steelers, but a sign of fans in today's age with the ability to watch incredible HDTV. To stay at home, to follow your fantasy teams, to not have hassle. I mean, I think the stadium experience is something that every team is wrestling with as far as trying to find that right balance. And I think the Steelers are hit a little bit more than others, but I think it's a problem that goes on not just in the NFL but in all of sports.
Jeff, have we lost track of the fact? Because we have. We've been talking – Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger, farewell, and then the playoff game, and we just saw the wildest divisional round we've ever seen in our lives. Have we lost sight of the fact that the Pens have won 16 of their last 18 and have been the best team in the Eastern Conference since, it's going on like 7 weeks now?
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. I mean, I wouldn't say right now they're playing great hockey, but they're finding ways to win games, which is, that's saying something for a team when you're not playing at your best. To find a way to eke out a win, and that's what they've done against some decent teams. I mean, it's not like they're doing against the bottom feeders of the league. Like, they're finding ways, and on the road at times, to not play their best yet walk out with a win. And there's something to be said for that. Now, that being said, there's a story up on the site right now about, you know, Mike Sullivan saying, we can't continue to do this. We need to improve our game. We need to get back to the way we were playing. Unfortunately, the timeline really coincides with Evgeny Malkin's return. You know, we need to get back to being a little bit more responsible. But, man, what they've done and what Tristan Jarry has done, I mean, yes, we'll see what happens in the postseason. But it's been a fun run of hockey, at least from a results standpoint, over the last, what, month?
Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, you alluded to that story that's on the website. Pitt has a basketball game. There's that. The Steelers offseason stuff continues. What else can we catch on the website?
Yeah, and Phil Kessel is back in town today. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so there's that tonight. And
the guard the blackjack tables, yeah.
Yeah, he could look to win a sixth straight game and probably should win a sixth straight game tonight.
There it is. Jeff, we thank you so very much. We'll catch up later on in the week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, for sure. That's Jeff Hathorn. Breakfast Bites coming up next.
So we talked about this late last week, the idea that Saints head coach Sean Payton may get offered enough money to do broadcasting and not want to have to put up with the hassle of finding the next franchise quarterback and all that.
We were ahead of the curve.
Credit to you. You brought it up, and it was a great point. But it sounds like that's more and more likely. Fox now courting Sean Payton because it sounds like Troy Aikman is going to move from Fox to Amazon to do Thursday Night Football with Al Michaels. Again, these are all reports and rumors, but that's the way things are looking in the shifting sands of NFL broadcasting. Gail Benson, majority owner of the New Orleans Saints, was at a meeting in New Orleans yesterday and was asked by the media about her head coach and whether she has any idea what he may be doing.
Oh, Sean, we don't know. We'll find out soon enough, I guess. I don't think any of us know, but he'll let us know soon.
A lot of crowd noise there, hard to hear.
We'll find out soon enough. I don't think any of us knows.
That's not good. Followed by some nervous laughter, like, well, we'll figure it out soon. I don't know. He'll tell us. Don't worry. Well, yeah, he'll tell us when he'll tell you when he's on his way out the door to Fox. That would be. Given how the timeline of coaching changes usually open up, right, that would be enormous to happen, I would guess, probably right after the end of the season, you know, right after the Super Bowl. We'd probably get some kind of news that Sean Payton was going to leave New Orleans and head to Fox. And if you're the Saints, I mean, you're already in a little bit of a soft rebuild, as good as your defense is. You're now going to have to go down the path of, we not only don't have a quarterback, we don't have a head coach. The head coach who was one of the best quarterback whisperers in the game.
Yeah, that would be something. Then you get into what happens with the other jobs. If it's, you know, Bienemy, if it's Byron Leftwich. I know, Dennis Allen is a guy in New Orleans that could potentially be the coach to just slide in right there.
Right, you just up a guy who's currently on the staff.
Jeez, there's a lot there. This seems to have more smoke than I anticipated, you know. It just definitely does.
Well, I mean, when we talked about it last week, it made a ton of sense. You're going to get paid as much, if not more, than you're already making, and much less stress. You're sitting up there watching one football game a week. Sure, I'm sure he'll watch tape and all that stuff and prep for it and all that. But like, you don't have the weight of an entire franchise on your shoulders, which is what Sean Payton is in New Orleans.
Escape time because of the quarterback switchover.
And exactly.
He did it for a year and figured, I don't know.
I'm good with this.
Yeah, we don't
Thank
need
you
to,
very much.
I don't need to oversee this changeover in quarterbacks.
Right, yeah. So I don't know. It'll be something to keep an eye on. But Gail Benson sounds as prepared for it as the rest of us were when we first brought it up last week. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Your chance to figure out a way to help out Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh's free care fund. It's Pittsburgh Magazine's sixth ultimate house in Lawrenceville through January 30th. A luxury condo project by ePropertyies and Development. Three fully furnished, stunning penthouse units in the heart of Lawrenceville. You want to check them out? You want to tour those penthouse condos? Go to 937thefan.com. Check out our event page. And again, all the tour proceeds benefit Children's Free Care Fund. That's the way to do it right now, 937thefan.com. What would make you want to do this one thing that somebody saw recently? And is it really as I can't imagine it's as popular as some people say it is. Brad Spielberger at 8, Jason Lockenfour at 9, Shelby Cassesi going to stop by around 8:45 for the latest edition of This Hits Different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, do us a favor. Get in touch with us. Text us. Call us. 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. They remind you to text responsibly. Maybe give us an inkling on this. You told me this story, Colin.
I was just leaving yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm on my way out of the building. And I, pardon me. Excuse me. I feel like Jim. So I hold the door for someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that this guy, and I wonder what, if you take it to this place, what you got, what you're trying to do or what people think. Because I go in with an open mind, but I don't know. So I hold the door for this guy. He's probably about my age. And he has not just the neck tattoo.
Ooh, okay.
Okay? But it's crawling up from outside of his shirt.
Uh-huh.
It's coming up. But he also has the face tattoo.
Oh.
It's like on his cheek. Now, immediately I think, if you have a face tattoo, and look, I'm not here to judge.
Right.
But I will. If you have a face tattoo, you're on the do not mess with list for me. You immediately fall to the, you immediately get a spot at the, on the do not mess with bus.
You strike me as someone with very little to lose.
Yes.
I'm staying clear.
I want to stay on your good side. If you have the face tattoo. But
I
want to get into the inner workings of someone's brain who has the face tattoo, because you're easily distinguishable. I mean, you can't really hide.
Not just that, but like what happens in your brain when you say to yourself, hey, you know what? Because it's not your first tattoo, first of all. If you get a face tattoo, it is. You don't go into the tattoo parlor for the first time and go, yeah, put that on my face.
Right, I don't think you go from small tramp stamp to, all right, let's do face tattoo.
You've clearly got several tattoos, and you think to yourself, hey, you know what? I really like doing this. I enjoy body art. I like having these things on me. So, and I'm not faulting you. Look, I got a tattoo. I got one years ago, and I stopped after one. But a lot of people, they can't stop after one. They keep going, and they keep going. And what leads you to the point where you go, you know what? I love tattoos so much, I think I want one on my face.
Right, like the Island Boys or whatever. You know them dudes?
Like
right.
I see Post Malone in those commercials, and I'm like, bro, what are you going to look like when you're 65?
Yeah, that's a big thing. You're right about that. Like, let's plan for the future. But when you walk in, I'd love to know from a tattoo artist standpoint, I guess. What is the general makeup of the face tattoo person? And do they understand the long-term ramifications? I'm not painting this as a negative or positive. I'm just painting this as something that is striking and in a quality that you're not, that sort of defines you.
Right.
It does. It comes to define you. Define you, your face tattoo.
Your face tattoo guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or girl.
Right. And there is obviously, and like, there's no dancing around it. I think there's a social stigma with it, like, whoa, this person got a face tattoo.
Yeah.
They're on another level. Right. So I wanted to almost stop the guy yesterday and say, can we have a discussion?
Yeah.
Instead, I'm just having it on the radio. But can we have a discussion here, pal? You've got a face tattoo. The neck tattoo, okay, cool, coming up. But what made you step on the gas and pound it into the floor and say, I am jumping on the gas pedal and I'm going face.
Like you
and
have
did anybody to, try to talk you out of it?
You have to be in a position where you're like, you know what? I got no F's left to give, right? Like
maybe
I got,
or maybe not.
You have to, I think.
I would lean towards that, but I don't know that. And I'm trying to find out. I'm going into this with an open mind because it's easy. And my knee jerk is, man, what in the hell?
Yes.
Face that too. Come on, man. But is there, I'm searching here for, because it seems obvious that a face tattoo would then serve to become your whole identity. And yeah. You really want something to be your whole identity.
And here's to go back to the tattoo artist question.
Uh-huh.
If you are a tattoo artist and somebody walks in,
I might turn them down.
You got to have some sort of precaution. Like, are you strapping this person down to the chair and just listen? You can't. I'm this far from your eye, for example. Like,
right?
Do you have to pass a test with the tattoo artist to prove that you're ready for the face tattoo? Because that's not comfortable.
I wonder if you got the fake tattoos, you know, and uh-huh. You put them on your face and you just like went to a pirate game. Would you be looked at differently than you normally are if you weren't face tattoo person? That would be an unbelievable social experiment.
That's actually a great idea.
You know?
Put on some really good fake tattoos on your face.
And just go and see how.
Walk down the concourse with your kids, get some nachos. Sit down somewhere, you know, down on the third baseline. Because here's the thing. When you are face tattoo person, you don't view yourself, I don't think, as face tattoo person. Because how often do you look at yourself? Only when you get up in the morning and look in the mirror, right?
Right.
You don't. When you're walking around in the course of a normal day, you're not looking at yourself as face tattoo person.
And is that even an outlier in the tattoo community? The face tattoo. Like, is that like, all right, we're pretty... You know, hard. But yeah. That is next level different. I'm all sleeved up. I got my neck coming out, whatever. But the face tattoo guy, he's the hardest of the hard. Or the craziest of the crazy. Or why would he ever do that?
Like,
how
sleeves?
Is that? I want to know how it's viewed in the tattoo community.
Yeah. Like, do they look at you and be like, listen, no, we don't do faces around here. Sorry. Go down the street.
Yeah.
I'm a professional. See, I don't do face tattoos.
Between the front door in my car yesterday, I thought of all these things. All of them. And in that short walk. And I wanted to go back and stop the guy.
I think that's the tack I'm going to take is the next time I see someone with a face tattoo, I'm just going to be like, "Excuse me. Can I just ask
what if the face tattoo says F off?" Will you stop that person?
Probably not.
I was going to say, are you sure you're going to have this conversation?
Is this the move that you really want to have?
Because here's the thing. I want to get over the stigma of every person with a face tattoo is just like on the razor's edge, right? I'm sure there's got to be some nice, normal people who somehow woke up with a face tattoo, right?
I wouldn't be so sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I want to get to the bottom of it. I had so many questions yesterday with the face tattoo guy because it's there. I mean, it's permanent for the most part. I mean, you can get tattoos removed, but it takes a whole lot.
It's yeah.
Pretty permanent. Anyway, rooting for, rooting against coming up next. I think I'm going to tweet this out about the face tattoo.
Yeah.
I need to know
more.
See
if you can get some answers.
Need to know more.
Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, in about 10 minutes or so, a little more than 10 minutes at the top of the hour. We'll talk to him about the fallout of the divisional round, what we've learned about the Steelers in light of Keith Butler's discussion yesterday, and where the Steelers go this offseason, where the conference championship weekend should take us as well. Shelby Cassesi at 8:45. Jason Lockenfor, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider at 9. But we've all got rooting interests. All right, let's start with the good stuff.
All right, excuse me. I'm rooting for Olsch, Our Lady of Sacred Heart. What are they? Coriopolis, I believe. A small private school. They are, listen to this, they are going at their boys' basketball team. They have one of the flying DeMichaels of McKees Rocks fame. They have one of the DeMichael boys that is the star for their team. 53 straight wins they're going for in boys basketball, which is something, which would be a WPIAL record, and they are doing that. They're trying to do that this week. But there's much more to this story. In the midst of this, and this happened just right before Christmas time, one of their other players, Alan Magnelli, was on his way to practice, and right in front of the gym, his father was driving him to practice. His father, also named Alan Magnelli, 57 years old, was hit in an accident. They were on their way to practice, and his father was killed.
Oh.
And so they wear these, and Mike White has a brilliant story in today's Post-Gazette about it, how they're playing this season out, and they really, and the coach there talked about how the kids show up and they practice, but he knows that this cloud is over them, mm-hmm. and how these guys are sort of playing for this Magnelli boy's father, and he knows that there's, you know, that this guy would sit in the front row at all these games, and he was such a force with this basketball team. And also on top of that, a lot of the boys were already assembled for practice, and they saw this accident happen.
Oh.
And it's just a terrible, terrible thing, but they're trying to lift through and push through both this winning streak and then a WPL championship and maybe a state championship if they can. It is a team to absolutely root for. Our Lady of Sacred Heart in the midst of this tragedy and also in the midst of this long, long winning streak. So read that story from Mike in today's Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and take time to maybe think of that basketball team because they're accomplishing a whole, whole lot in the midst of
good for
a
them
terrible
pushing
time.
Through. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I'm rooting for... I had a brief exchange with him via text last night, and it has. I don't know if anybody's really addressed it on air. I hope he doesn't mind me addressing it on air because he's put it on social media. I'm rooting for our old friend Rob Rossi, who used to work for the Trib, works for the Athletic now, and for the last 3 months or so has been dealing with this functional neurological disorder that popped up. Thought it was migraines, thought it might be related to migraines, I guess Rob did, and then went so far as to... create a stutter in his speaking pattern, create some issues with tremors in his hands. And it's really taken a toll on him the last few months, I can tell, not being able to cover the Penguins, not being able to do what he loves to do. And Rob has been always been a very genuine, very kind person to me personally and to a lot of people we know in this business here in Pittsburgh. So I'm rooting for you, Rob. You know that I come from a place with a son who has a neurological disorder that the frustration that can build up on you day by day with your body not doing what you want it to do can be just that, extremely frustrating. So I'm rooting for Rob Rossi. Now, things we're not rooting for.
I am rooting against the continuation of this narrative that Andrew Filippone could easily make 40-yard field goals. In the narrative is being pushed forward by Andrew Filippone, the Pony Grammatica here, mm-hmm. for some reason. I will lay the gauntlet down and challenge him. And he did it again yesterday about, yeah, I can make a 40-yard field goal. All right, here is my challenge to Andrew Filippone. Go out to a field, film it. If you make 3 of 10 from 40 yards, I'll give you $200. If you don't make 3 of 10 from 40 yards, you give me $5. Put up or shut up. Pony up, y'all.
I mean, those odds are pretty solid.
I am insanely confident that I will collect $5. He will not make 40-yard field goals. And it's bothered me. This started with fun, but now it's creeping into, I can't believe the ease with which he thinks a 40-yard field goal can be kicked. And also, Andrew, wait for a nice 72-degree sunny day.
Perfect day. Yes.
Wait for that day. Because you're just not making these field goals.
Maybe even wait for a day with a little bit of a tailwind,
right?
Do it.
Yeah. I can't believe the way he talks about how easy it would be. Oh.
It's surprising, but it's also not very surprising, I guess, because, well, it's Pony. All right. I am rooting against kind of losing perspective. I mentioned this with Jeff earlier when we had Jeff Hathorn on. The Pens host the Coyotes tonight. Phil Kessel's back in town. Hot dogs, blackjack, yada, yada. The important part to note here with the Penguins is they've won 16 of their last 18 games. And again, you may have lost sight of that because there was a little bit of the COVID Christmas stoppage for a while. They didn't play for a bit. But we're going on 7 weeks now of them being the best team in the Eastern Conference. A lot of it has had to do with getting as healthy as they've been able to, I guess. Not totally 100% healthy for more than a game or two here and there. It's had a lot to do with Tristan Jarry in net as well. And it's been fun to watch. I mean, again, since December 4th, 32 points in the standing, second best in the league. They've won 16 of 18. It'll probably be 17 of 19 after tonight because Arizona stinks. So I'm rooting against losing sight of just exactly what the Penguins are doing over the last month and a half, 2 months now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.